You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We know that lots of people don't like the redundancy in the word irregardless, but there's no fuss about the redundancy in the phrase a friend of mine.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
So this week's topic comes from a listener named Graham. Graham wants to know, why is it a friend of his and not a friend of him? Why a favorite movie of hers and not simply a favorite movie of her? A bad habit of Steve's, not a bad habit of Steve, etc. So Graham's argument basically is that of works as a possession marker, and since his and hers also mark possession, why mark it twice?
Because.
Period.
This is a great question, and it's pointing to an irregularity in the language, this double possessive. If we think about the construction Anne's friend, we see there's just one possessive marker, and it's that apostrophe S in writing on Anne, so Anne's friend. As you noted, of can also do possessive work. Once we do that, now we've got two possibilities, which is a friend of Anne or a friend of Anne's. Does one of those sound more colloquial to you?
If I were just talking, I think I probably would just say a friend of Anne, just because it's easier to say.
For me, the one that is much more colloquial is a friend of Anne's.
With the apostrophe S.
Yes, with that double possessive. That, for me, is very colloquial. If you look in guides, some will say that you can only do that in informal context. But you certainly can find that double possessive in formal context. Let's address this question of, is it wrong to have the possessive doubly marked? I find it hard to say it's wrong because there are constructions where it sounds very wrong not to. And that would be something like a friend of mine. And there you've got the double possessive, the of, and then mine is the possessive form of me. And most of us would not say, oh, she's a friend of me.
Definitely not. That sounds really weird, actually.
It does sound weird. And now here's another one. Let's imagine that instead of my friend, we were talking about my bike. And now we want to do it with an of. That is a bicycle of, I would say that's a bike of Anne's, not that is a bike of Anne.
I don't think I would say either of those. They just both sound strange. You could just say that's Anne's bike.
I completely agree. But I could more say it's a bike of Anne's. Then I could, it's a bike of Anne.
Yes, I agree.
Where that double possessive sounds much more idiomatic. On the other side of the coin, let's imagine the ship's name. If you did that with an of construction, what would that be for you?
The name of the ship.
Right. And not the name of the ships. In other words, this is an irregularity in the language. We can do double possessive. Sometimes it sounds idiomatic to do them and wrong if we don't. Sometimes it sounds wrong if we do. There is one idea out there that the only way you can get a double possessive is if the possessor is human, a friend of Anne's. But let's imagine the phrase a friend of the museum. I can actually do a friend of the museums.
I think I could too, now that I think about it.
In other words, not sure it entirely holds that it has to be a person that is the object of. In formal contexts, I think your general reaction is probably a good one, which is don't use the of construction, just say Anne's friend.
I think that's a good way to stay on the safe side. Well, Sunday mornings are a favorite of mine. Thank you so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.